I want to give a little introduction to a series that we're going to be starting next week. And I want to explain why God has laid that on my heart. You know, as I said last week, I said that Gary and I, we were on a little vacation, and we went to Massachusetts because Gary wanted to go back to where the Revolutionary War started. And so, you know, he's my travel agent. Wherever, when he says, just we're going here, this date, I'm just ready, I'm packed and I'm ready to go. And so I thought, oh, another history thing. Oh. My husband loves history, okay? But it's good to know history, right? Or we repeat it, you know, it's good to know history. But he's always wanted to go back to the place where the Revolutionary War started. And so we went back to Lexington and Concord. And hopefully, I'm believing that I'm going to be able to have some clips for you next week of the actual monuments where we saw the names of the farmers who picked up their guns when Paul Revere came riding through and said, the British are coming. Remember that from your history classes? The British are coming. These were farmers. They were tradesmen. They just got their gun and they wanted to fight for freedom from the British. They wanted our country to be free. They weren't taught how to shoot the thing. You know, they're farmers, you know? But they did what they knew to what they felt led to do. And some of them fell. And you can read on the monuments the names. And that's what just spoke to my heart so much. The names like Moses, Abraham, Josiah, Joshua. That encouraged me so much. Because, you know, I don't know if you've driven through Massachusetts lately, but it's one of the most liberal states in our country. And so when I saw those names, that told me something that, yes, you know, our country was established with Christian values and Christian principles. Those are biblical names. They're right out of the Bible. Who would name their kids those names? Isaiah. Who would name those kids? You know, other than Christians who've read the word. That's where they got the names from. So I was encouraged by being there and just seeing that. That was awesome. And I also shared what encouraged me also was when we were looking for a place to eat. And we didn't know where we were, but, you know, Gary's got his phone and he knew there was a mall nearby. And, you know, there's always food at a mall, right? And so he said, let's go to the mall. And they had a cheesecake factory, you know, a restaurant there. Really awesome food. And it was kind of like in the middle of the day. It wasn't super, super busy, but there was these two men that were sitting quite a ways down. Gary couldn't hear them, but it was like I had a megaphone and I could hear their whole conversation. I knew what they were talking about. They were talking about the presidential election coming up in 2020. I know who they're voting for. And they were talking about the shift that they've seen in their state. They were talking about that they've seen it and they're going to stand strong. They're going to stand strong no matter what the cost. I was encouraged by that. I was so encouraged to hear that. I tell you, it was a God thing. I don't know how, you know, I would have heard that any other way. They were tables away from us, tables. But that was just encouraging. And then I also shared that as we were, you know, God leads me what to bring from the pulpit. He uses life. You know, and so this is just a vacation we're on, but we're leaving this mall, and at the one door we saw these two women with their little ones there, and they were holding Jesus signs up and singing praise songs. It was awesome. I was so moved by that and so encouraged. I tell you, you know, yeah. There's been a shift in Massachusetts, a huge shift. You know, that we saw churches with the gay pride flags hanging on them. You know, we love gays. We love them. We don't condone, you know, the practice, but we love the gays. There's deliverance. Absolutely, there is deliverance for them. So, you know, we just walk in love. And you know what? This Bible was written for everybody. God's love is for everybody. We all need Jesus, every single one of us. And so that's why I was encouraged. That just encouraged me so much. But you know, we see that shift in our own area, don't we? Where we live. You see it on the news. It can be a little alarming at times because you wonder, gee, how? Where do these people get this stuff? Well, you know where they get it. You know where they get it. And so we're in a battle. You know, we're in a battle. But I read the end of the book. I read it. We win. We win. We win. But that doesn't mean that, you know, we're in a battle and we win, that we just couldn't lay down our weapons. We need to stay suited up, church. We got to be suited up. And the series that God is laying on my heart is really about building us up on the inside. We see the shift, and we're going to see more shifting, guys. But are we going to be able to stand? You know, we showed a picture of the ark, you know, the replica ark that's out in Kentucky, that the Creation Museum, actually Answers in Genesis is that ministry, that they created a duplicate of the ark. And that the person who heads up that ministry, his name is Ken Ham. Anyone ever hear of Ken Ham? You've heard of, a few of you have heard of Ken Ham. Okay, well, he was, he's a gentleman, he's from Australia, and God laid it on his heart to build the Creation Museum and to build that ark replica. And he's been attacked in so many ways in that process. So we know where that's coming from, right? You know, but God got the victory. The Creation Museum is awesome if you ever get out there to it. And they also have that ark, which is incredible. Just to go into that ark and see how, you know, you can't imagine, how can all those animals fit on that ark? And they tell you, they show you how some samples, displays, and whatever else, how that could be accomplished. Well, one of the things that his ministry is about is it's about the book of Genesis. Could you look at the very first scripture in Genesis? Open your Bibles up to Genesis. The very first scripture says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. All the flack and the problems that the attacks that have come against Ken Ham in his ministry to build the ark and the Creation Museum, it has to do right there with that verse. Because many don't believe it. They don't believe it. There are people, kids who have grown up, you know, went to church every Sunday, you know, read the Bible, learned scripture verses, and have gone off to college. And when they hear what's taught there at the college, they shift. They shift because they don't have a solid ground on really the book of Genesis and believe it. Everything we believe in this Bible comes from the original, that verse. In the beginning, God. It's all God. God created. God did it. Why am I talking about this? We have been termed by the prophets as one of the end time churches. I take that very seriously. I don't want to see any American shift. You know, there are some things that are going to be coming on. If you read scripture, I believe we're seeing that now. And so where I want to take, I believe God has God just uses life to show me where to go next. And that's where we're going to be going. We're going to be looking at Genesis. We're going to be going into Genesis. Well, why? Why can we believe that? Well, you know, this professor said, that's a bunch of crock. We need to be able to stand up and know how to come against the attacks. We need to know. We need to know what God said. We need to know about his word. And, you know, scripture says it's through grace and faith that we receive, that we walk in the blessings that Jesus already bought and paid for us. By grace, it's already done. It's our faith that has to stand to receive. So that's where we're going to be going over the next several weeks. I just feel very strongly led to do that. You know, we've seen some victories. I shared one of them this morning during our prayer time. I don't know if you have, any of you watched, it, been in tune with the news, but you know, the Peace Cross, have you, anyone been watching that? The Peace Cross, you know, the enemy was coming against that. One of that Peace Cross taken down in Maryland, which is in a busy intersection. It's this huge, huge cross. And it won in the Supreme Court that the cross can stand. But there'll be more battles. They're going to continually come to keep trying to take that thing down, and so much more. And so I feel it's real important that we are built up on the inside, no matter what comes. And we know it's coming. We know. And if we're an end times church, we need to be built up here on the inside of us so that we can stand no matter what. No matter what. So that's where I feel led to be going. And we'll be picking that up next week. As a pastor, I accept a lot of responsibility for each one in here, that we walk we walk in the things that Jesus has already bought and paid for us. That's why this church has been established. That's you know, the one of the main reasons that we've been called here to this valley. We all have the ability to walk in victory in every situation that we face. It doesn't matter what you're facing. Jesus has already provided the answer. He's already provided. The enemy will do everything they can to keep us from walking in that. He's already doing it. We've seen the shift. We've seen the shift in our country. I choose to stand and not shift. And that's where our messages will be going, to build us all up, that we will be able to do that as we see more of the shifting going on. Okay? All right.